Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yeah, Jeremiah. I got one of your mailings about loans. I wanted to discuss if it's a possibility for me with you guys.
Sure. Can I start off with that 16-digit code?
Yes. 2311.
Mm-hmm.
2801. 0034. 6292.
Okay, great. And may I ask who I'm speaking with?
My name is Dr. Stephen Powell, and I have my business partner with me, Dr. Adnan Khan, as well. You're on speaker, just the two of us.
Okay, great. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good, good. Okay. Do you have a callback number just in case the call drops? I can call you right back.
Sure, 603.
Mm-hmm. 748. 9222. 222. Okay, great. And the name of your business?
It's going to be called Sugar Factory. It's a restaurant.
Okay. Is it open right now, or you're starting it?
Right. That's what I want. So my business partner and I are both doctors, so we have significant income as physicians. So this is going to be a startup restaurant, but we're not going to quit our job as doctors. So we can secure it through our resources as doctors. But the business is not opened yet.
Got it. Okay.
I don't know if you guys worked in that space or not.
We do. We do. We help. We just got done helping another restaurant do the same thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, it is something we're looking for. Why don't you guys tell me a little bit of what you're kind of looking at, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Sure. Yeah, again, I got your flyer that says up to 250. We could do it individually as both individuals, too, as well. But we're looking at an aggregate between us both. We're looking for about $300,000, anywhere from 3 to 4 in aggregate. But we could do it with as low as 3. We're just finishing the startup build-out cost right now.
Okay. So you just need the funds basically for the build-out for the actual location.
Absolutely. Exactly. And for this initial working capital for the employees and managers, we've actually got a pretty good deal where we have free rent for a year. So we have we don't want to let this opportunity pass us by.
Free rent for a year? How did you get that?
Well, it's at a casino, and they are so excited about this restaurant, they've actually given us free rent for a year.
Wow.
To come early. So, again, it's something that we don't want to miss.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I've never heard of that. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, that's out freaking standing for us.
Okay, now, so as far as, like, equipment, like, for the restaurant, that's not included in that $300? Is it literally just for, like you were saying, payroll and the build-out?
Most of it's for that. Some of it will be for equipment. It was an existing restaurant that had closed, so
okay.
We're able to control the remodeling costs because we can use some of the actual, you know, facilities there now. But there will be some kitchen equipment, some dance equipment for the studio part, and then there's going to be a shop in there as well. So I would say roughly 35% for equipment, and the other 70% is just for the basic employee startup cost.
Okay, employee startup cost. Okay. So are you guys going to be 50-50 on this?
Correct.
On paper?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And so that's why we could apply separately for this, if that helps you, or we can do it together. But yeah, for the rights for the restaurant, yes, it's 50-50. Everything's right down the middle.
Okay. And how soon are you looking to get the money here?
Well, I mean, I'll just, like anybody else, sooner is better than later. So I know that you're thinking 72 hours, which kind of enticed us a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what your normal operating procedure is.
So, okay, so here's the breakdown. As far as if we just go for straight capital, the $300K in straight capital, with capital, we're able to do a little bit more unsecured loans with the capital. So they're going to be shorter terms. Okay, and when I say shorter terms, we lend from anywhere from 3 months to 36 months. Okay.
Okay,
now to be upfront with you, you being a startup company, it's probably going to be around between 9 to 15 months at the best for the payback. Okay, we're going to be a little bit more expensive than a traditional bank. The reason why is because it's unsecured. We're not going to collateralize anything.
Gotcha.
Okay, so basically, we give you the money. We, you know, obviously, we look into your guys' personal credits and kind of determine how much we can get you. With startup, it's a little bit trickier We'll probably have to go off your existing practices
that's fine.
Up front, just to use that as a, you know, a basis, so that way we're able to get you the funds. But once we do that, we get you the money. You guys can do whatever you want with it. We just deposit it in your bank account, and you're able to spend it however you guys seem fit for your business. And then once you choose the term of what you want to pay back, we do daily, weekly, or monthly payments. It's kind of what's best for your guys' business.
Sure. And what's the turnaround time for you guys for that?
To get it to you?
Yeah, just rough so I understand.
Yeah, so if once you send me the actual application and the documents that I need, it takes me about 24 hours to get you an approval. Once I get the approval, it's really, you know, with a matter of 48 hours, we can have it deposited in your account.
Gotcha. So do you guys, just so I understand, so do you do like soft credit pools or hard credit pools? How does that work? I'm above 750 and Dr. Khan's above 790, so that part's...
That's gonna be a huge factor for you guys. It is a soft pull, so what we're able to do, we don't pull with all three credit bureaus. We only look at Experian, so that's the only one we pull with. So it's more of a soft pull. And let me see, you guys' credit's really good. That's good. What'd you guys do in for your practices in sales last year?
You mean for the hospital itself?
Yeah.
So we work at Dartmouth in New London, so the Dartmouth budget's about $1.2 billion a year. So.
Oh, okay. So you don't own the actual hospital yourselves. You're just doctors and...
Exactly. So we're employed doctors. Our combined revenue is about $1.5 million a year on what we make from the hospital.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, okay. So we'll have to do a different way of getting this to you. Okay, so I tell you what. Do you guys have any existing loans out right now? Like business loans.
Do we have anything, Dr. Khan? I don't know that. I think there might be a small one for another restaurant Dr. Khan has personally, but that will be the only one.
Okay. And do you know what the balance is left on that particular loan?
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, and so there's one that actually, I don't know Dr. Khan's thing. He's actually saying that's paid off, so I didn't know that. I should show him that answer first.
Okay, good.
We have very many outstanding loans then at all. Other than, you know, we have the normal student loans and crap like that.
Sure, of course. Yeah, no, that we're not too worried about that. The best thing for me to do is get the application from you guys. It's a short one-page app. Basically, you'd both fill it out, send it back to me, and let me see what I can do.
And I just want to understand, too, so once the loan comes, once you transfer money, some companies report to our credit bureau, some don't. How do you guys do?
We do not. It doesn't go on your personal credit at all.
Okay, all right. So I just want to make sure that I understand, stood everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we don't have any prepayment penalties. We even give you a small discount if you pay it off early. So we do work with our customers, and we are a relationship-based bank. So what I mean by that, let's say you guys borrow the $300. Halfway through the loan, you paid $150 of it back, and you're like, you know what, we need more money. We take a look at the account. Everything's being paid on time. We're going to give you guys more money. We're going to offer you more money.
That'd be great, because I mean, we're starting with one restaurant, but we have the opportunity likely for several over the next several years in this casino, so we're excited about this opportunity.
That's pretty cool. What an awesome opportunity for you guys to come across something like that.
Absolutely. So we'll fill the application out as soon as we can, so that we can sort of get an idea of where we fall with you, and we look forward to talking next.
Absolutely. What's a good email for me to send the applications to?
And so my direct email is Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L, S-W.
S-W.
At gmail.com.
So I got Powell, S-W, @gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, and Dr. Steven, do you want me to send both applications to just that one email?
Yeah, that's fine. And then I'll reply back to you or whatever. It would be from your email account?
Yeah, it'll be from my personal, Jeremiah's, my email. Yeah.
That's Let me give you... you and CC Dr. Khan as well. That way you have all the information.
Perfect. Let me give you my direct line in case you have any questions. You can give me a call back.
Okay.
It's 858.
858.
909.
8867. Perfect. And just so I know, you sounded a little surprised, the fact that we're hospital employees. Does that make any difference, or is that not a big deal?
No, just some of the programs, it kind of takes it out. I'm just thinking in the back of my head what programs I'm going to try to get you approved for.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah,
awesome. We'll complete the application as soon as we see you, Jeremiah.
Awesome. Give me about 5-10 minutes, and I'll shoot it over your way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Stephen Powell.
Bye.
Bye.